Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Financial strategist, the founder of Alicorn Investment Management, Bill Dendy. Bill, welcome back to Hardline.
Man, it's so good to be with you. And I tell you, there sure has been a whole lot of news that makes people who would normally not be interested in the Fed or interest rates or all this stuff that used to be boring, way interested in talking about this stuff.
I was going to say, Bill, you know, I'm almost 37, and I haven't heard as much about the Fed in those 37 years as I have in the last 6 months.
It's crazy. People on the street corner, your average person, they now know who is the Fed chairman, how is the Fed committee designed, how does it work, what do interest rates do. I mean, for financial education, all this controversy has actually been kind of positive, I guess, for getting folks aware of how things work. But there shouldn't be as much controversy as there is with this supposedly independent, non-politically driven Federal Reserve governorship that we have. It's kind of crazy that we're having this much discussion over it.
Well, and that's why we're lucky to have you, Bill. I want to start before the recent news. Just, you know, for the first 7-8 months of the second Trump term, President Trump has talked so much about Jerome Powell. He's called him too late, Powell. Can you explain those criticisms the president's making of the Fed chair?
Well, the president would love to see interest rates come down, as would many Americans. For those that are kind of feeling stuck in a home because, gosh, interest rates are higher than they were just a few years ago, and we can't get as much house for the money with more of it going to pay off interest. And so there are people who are pausing on new car purchases, perhaps, or even not allowing their credit cards to get any higher than they are because the interest is so painful right now. And so the idea is if we can lower those rates, that would be a positive for American people to consume. And of course, if we consume, that means the markets do better. The unemployment goes further down. We have a robust economy. And so President Trump would like rates to go ahead and go down to be a blessing to those who are dependent on lower rates to be able to consume and to live life the way they want to live life. And that's not just individuals, it's companies as well doing expansions because they also have to borrow based upon rates that are determined in a large part by what current Fed rates are. So the lower rates helps the economy, and Trump would love that to happen. Now, on the other side, you have a Fed governor who just went to war with inflation. You remember how terrible it was a couple of years ago when we had 9% inflation and everything seemed to be so much more expensive. I still see it at the grocery store because even though inflation has gone down, it doesn't mean the prices go down. It just means they don't go up as fast. So we've all been very aware, I think, in the past couple of years, as the price of things might have gone up faster than our salaries have gone up, that inflation is painful. And so they raise interest rates to purposely slow down the economy so that we don't have as many dollars chasing the goods. and that will slow down inflation. And Powell does not want to lower rates too quickly, because lowering rates will cause us all to go out and buy things, and it will cause the economy to heat back up. And it might be like pouring lighter fluid on the forest fire you just stamped out. And yeah, the coals are still hot, and it may flash back up. So you've got two different philosophies. One is Powell does not want to err on lowering rates too fast and reignite inflation. He'd like to have a nice, steady, slow it down, don't let it stall out, and then start lowering rates as we can accommodate it. Trump would like to go ahead and lower the rates, and if we see inflation again, raise them back up, but respond quicker and be prepared to move around faster. He would rather not risk us sliding into the recession, but he's willing to face higher inflation. And Powell is not wanting us to have to refight that battle with inflation, and he'd rather us slow down this economy more, but not to the recession level, but he's going to take that risk. And those are the two sides that are kind of ideologically battling with each other.
So trying to read Jerome Powell, I mean, how far out does this vision for him to, you know, keep slowing it down, don't rush back into inflation? How long is that vision until we could see movement in Powell's trajectory?
Well, Congress has mandated what Powell is supposed to be looking at as he sets our monetary policy. And a lot of that's the adjustment rates. And the two things he's looking at is price stability, which is, you know, don't have inflation, run prices way up. And number two, unemployment. Keep the unemployment rate low. And if we started to see people losing their jobs, well, then he would lower rates to create jobs. And it's kind of interesting to me that we came out with the director of the Bureau of Labor Statistics being terminated because they lowered the numbers. And they said July, we didn't have as much growth in jobs. And in May and June, they revised the numbers to be lower than what were originally reported. And the administration came out and said, whoa, that's making us look bad. But oddly enough, that slowing down on the jobs is exactly the type of thing that Powell needs to be able to lower rates down. And those revisions and that information that just happened to come out right after the Fed met this week might have made a bit of a difference. And so there is maybe more of a chance in September that Powell will go ahead and start lowering rates once it looks like we're not adding jobs. Once it looks like we're having more people unemployed, his mandate is to lower rates to keep unemployment low. So that may be what he's going to be using going forward. And the other thing is inflation numbers. The inflation numbers, they'd like them to be about 2%. And right now they're running about 2.8 to 2.9%. That's not real high, not a big difference. But if you pour a little bit more lighter fluid on that fire, it may flame back up, and it's hard to get hold of. And keep in mind that a lot of our data, it's last month's data, last quarter's data.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we have so much changing with the tariffs on, tariffs off. August 1st deadline, no, we'll extend the deadline. You tariff me, I'll tariff you. You tariff me again. And that makes it very hard for some of the measures that have been used to determine the strength of the economy and the future economy to be meaningful, because producers and consumers have both kind of said, we're going to wait and see on this. And for 1 month, there was a kind of a rush to buy some items in front of the tariffs. So you had a spike up that was not followed by the following months doing as well. So the tariffs have messed with the data such that it's kind of like you took a few instruments away from a pilot. They can still fly, but now they're kind of in the soup, and they don't have all the instruments that they had normally relied on. GPS went down, then down to radio navigation, and one of the radios isn't working. I mean, okay, maybe a terrible analogy, but it's kind of what it is. They're flying blind. It's kind of like driving on the roads and heavy rain, and you suddenly can't see the lines in front of you, and you can hardly see the taillights, so you're afraid to slow down because you don't want to get hit from behind, but you don't want to hit the next person in front of you. That's kind of what they're doing right now.
So, Bill, you're a money guy. I mean, how much longer, speaking of the tariffs, you brought up the tariffs, how much longer can this tariff talk, can these really be pulled out or stretched out? I mean, we started in April, it's August, we've already seen another extension in the month of August. How much further can we go through this tariff stuff until we really start seeing some drastic effects from it?
We're probably already seeing some of the effects on just the way things have been purchased, and it does take a while, and it depends on what the tariff is on. If we put a tariff on fresh fruits and vegetables from Mexico, because those come in every week, as soon as the tariff hits, you see the results. It's going to be in your grocery store the following week. But if we put tariffs on manufacturing materials that go into another product, and they're just a portion of that product, and the manufacturers keep an inventory of 3 months or so in stock, well, then tariffs coming on may take months, if not quarters, to be seen fully in the system. So it depends on the type of thing that is being tariffed as to how quickly we see it having an impact on the price of things. And then finally, how quickly is it passed on to the consumers? If there are substitutes for whatever is tariffed, you can expect the price maybe to be borne more by the producer, not by the consumer, because the producer's like, if I raise the price, I know I'm paying these tariffs, but if I raise the price 20%, people are just going to buy the substitute. And while they prefer to have butter, they will take margarine, and that's a problem for me. So they will absorb some of the problem. And that sounds like it's good for the consumer, but it also means that these publicly traded companies that then are less profitable, that has a drag on the economy as well.
Bill, you mentioned the job numbers that came out last week. You said, you know, maybe we'll see some movement in September. What's the next data point, the next day release that we're looking for to judge where we are in this economy?
We will have several more numbers released over the next couple of months. And on top of that, we had the Fed's annual trip to Jackson Hole, where they will be kind of giving indications in August of what's probably going to happen in September. And you might be aware that for the first time in 30 years, among the Fed governors, they had two dissenters that said that we don't agree with the direction. For 30 years, every time the chairman came out with a decision, all the governors said, we agree, we should be raising rates or we should be lowering rates. This is the first time we had two in 30 years. We've had two people who were both Trump appointees say, no, we don't agree with the decision to keep rates the same. We think rates should be lowered. And their argument was that, yeah, there might be inflation, but it's inflation because of tariffs. And if it's inflation because of tariffs, that's not a ongoing thing. It's going to be a one-time pop for certain products, but that's not inflation endemic in the system. It's going to be an inflation that may actually slow the economy down some. So we do need to lower rates to get in front of the negative impact that we might have as consumers try to absorb higher prices because of the tariff, but not because of higher demands. So it's kind of interesting that Jerome Powell, who had people on the board saying he did the wrong thing, he actually praised them later. He said he liked their clear thinking. That does make sense. That's what the Fed's all about, for good discussion. So I think we'll see a lot of things that may not be the exact data points, but maybe more the philosophy of the Fed and the ability for them to have open discussion on, are we willing to take the risk of overheating this economy with the idea that we have to then reverse our steps, or do we want to maintain this posture and wait and then slowly lower the rates? But these higher rates, that's hard for people who are borrowing. It's hard on the U.S. government as we have to refinance our debt. It's hard on Trump came out and said every year that we have rates 1% higher than they should be costs us $300 billion. He had a big number. But it's also a high cost if we don't manage expectations and if we move things around too quickly. And that's one of the biggest challenges is the market can handle almost anything, but they hate uncertainty. And there's a lot of uncertainty that's been created by the tariffs on and off. And now by interest rates, are we going to be hot? Are they going to go up or down? And Jerome Powell would like it to be a steady march down. It's already been started, but it's been delayed now. We started it and then we haven't taken another step down, but he'd like to steady step it down for the interest of the consistency and the ability for the world to adjust to the changes. And I don't think Trump worries too much about the stability and giving time for others to adjust. He's looking for maximum outcome and is willing to make adjustments as necessary. So it's just a different philosophy in the way to manage. And in a way, I think people that understand both sides have to respect both sides of it. But I think that we're going to see a lot more rhetoric and a lot more challenges as the White House has looked for ways to remove Powell for whatever reason so that they can go ahead and push for rates to be lowered. And while that may be more expedient, that does start to remove some of the independence that I think both sides want on certain elements of our economy.
Bill Dindy, always appreciate you, man. Great stuff, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
God bless you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.